Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
Let's get right into it. December kicked off with a risk-off tone. The market tried to rally off the morning lows, but that bounce just couldn't hold. We saw a broad-based retreat pretty much across the board.
Yeah, the S&P 500 finished down 0.5%. The Dow took a bigger hit, down almost 1%. It felt like sellers were in control into the close. What was the main driver behind the weakness?
Two big things. A sharp slide in cryptocurrencies really soured the mood, and we saw treasury yields climbing again. That combination is classic risk-off. Bitcoin and other cryptos sold off. And that pressure spilled over into crypto-related stocks like Coinbase and Robinhood.
So where was the pain most concentrated in terms of sectors? It felt like there was nowhere to hide.
Almost nowhere. The utilities sector was the biggest loser, down a whopping 2.4%. That's a direct hit from those rising long-term yields. Healthcare and industrials weren't far behind, both dropping about 1.5%.
That's interesting on the industrials. I saw some chatter about defense names getting hit specifically. What was that about?
Exactly. There was speculation about potential progress in ending the Russia-Ukraine war. Whether it's real or not, the market sold the rumor, and the aerospace and defense ETF dropped nearly 3%. A big name like Moderna also dragged down healthcare, falling 7% on a report about the FDA possibly tightening vaccine approval standards.
Okay, so a lot of red. But there had to be some pockets of green, right? I noticed the tech-heavy NASDAQ actually held up a bit better than the Dow.
That's the most fascinating part of the day's action. The tech sector actually finished slightly positive, and that was almost entirely thanks to a few megacap names. Apple had a solid day, but the real headline was NVIDIA.
Right, the NVIDIA and Synopsys partnership. That news seemed to give both stocks a serious boost. Break that down for us. Why is this deal so significant?
This is a huge deal. Essentially, NVIDIA and Synopsys are teaming up to revolutionize how chips are designed using AI. Think of it as moving from AI assisting engineers to creating more autonomous AI agents that can handle complex engineering tasks. It embeds NVIDIA's technology right into the core of future semiconductor design. It's a massive validation for Synopsys' AI-centric strategy.
So it's like giving chip designers an AI super brain to work with. That makes sense. And besides that specific deal, did any other group show strength?
The only sector to really hold its ground was energy, which gained almost 1%, helped by a nice pop in crude oil prices. But honestly, the real story was the rotation within the market, not just the headline numbers.
Let's talk about that. We have this risk-off backdrop, but strength in select tech. What does the overall technical picture look like? Are we at risk of a bigger breakdown?
You know, the charts are screaming indecision. The major indices are stuck in a really tight consolidation range. For the S&P 500, you've got solid support around the 675 level and heavy resistance at 685. The market is coiling, just waiting for a catalyst to break one way or the other. That weak ISM manufacturing data today certainly didn't help the bull case.
Right. That report pointed towards stagflation in the manufacturing sector. Slowing activity, but rising prices. Not a great mix. So, given this choppy, indecisive environment, what's actionable for tomorrow? What's on your watch list?
I'm focusing on the stocks that showed undeniable relative strength, especially those that saw accumulation into the close. That's where the smart money was flowing. We saw a clear rotation out of cyclicals and industrials, and into a few specific themes.
Okay, let's hear them. What's the first theme?
Mortgage and consumer finance. Names like RKT and UWMC had fantastic closes, pushing to the high of the day on increasing volume. For RKT, the playbook is clear. If it holds the $20 support level, the next targets are 20.45 and then 21.00. It's a powerful continuation setup.
Interesting. So while rates are rising, these rate-sensitive names are catching a bid. What's next?
You have to watch the mega-cap leaders that defied the sell-off. Apple is Exhibit A. It closed strong and looks poised for a move higher. The setup is simple. A hold above 282.60 could easily lead to a test of 285. When the market is choppy, traders often flock to quality leadership, and Apple is just that.
Got it. So mortgage plays and mega cap leaders. Any other individual names that stood out with that strong closing momentum?
Absolutely. A few software and biotech names looked great. APAP and VSTS both finished right at their highs, showing real independent strength. And in biotech, a name like ADMA had a high of day close, which often fuels a gap up or a strong morning push the next day. The key for all of these is to watch for a small pullback or consolidation early, then look for a breakout through today's high on volume.
That's a great list of actionable ideas. Before we wrap up, any analyst upgrades or downgrades that traders should be aware of?
A few caught my eye. Chevron got an upgrade to buy, which fits with the strength we saw in the energy sector today. On the other side, some of the cell tower REITs like American Tower and Crown Castle were downgraded, so that's a space to be cautious. And in the software world, both Take-Two and Unity got upgrades, which is a positive signal for the gaming and development space.
Perfect. So to wrap it all up, what's the final takeaway for traders heading into tomorrow's session?
Be tactical. The broader market is in a holding pattern, so don't force trades in the weak areas like industrials or utilities. Focus on the pockets of relative strength that showed their hand today, the mortgage names, the mega cap leaders, and the niche tech stocks that closed on their highs. And keep a close eye on those key index levels. A break below 675 on the S&P would be a warning sign, while a push through 685 could get the bulls excited again.
Excellent breakdown. That's our prep for tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in. And trade smart, everyone.